Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Yo.
Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan.
Microphone check. 1, 2. What is this? The 5-foot assassin with the roughneck business.
Woo!
Annie Kennedy, I don't know if you remember this or not, but she's actually off on vacation. Right
she
now.
Is off on vacation.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We all bring a topic to the show. None of the other people on the show know what that topic is going to be. And then we discuss and move on with our lives. And if you are listening to this on the podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just blown away every day by how many people are listening. Please leave us a review. 5 stars.
Only 5 stars.
Even if you have to lie. We don't care about that.
It's good, too, when you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, because I subscribed, and you get a notification. It just comes right up on your phone, and then you just do a little swipe, swipe, and you're listening.
Set it and forget it, as Ron Popeil used to say. Is that an old man joke?
That's a name drop that doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Who?
Go look up Ron Popeil after the podcast.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm going to go first, because mine is kind of a, I don't want to say it's a downer, but it's kind of a downer.
Okay.
And then you guys can maybe lift up the room.
Okay.
I had to attend a virtual funeral yesterday. And, you know, I posted this on my Facebook, and we didn't really talk about it on the show, but somebody that I've worked closely with over the past probably 3 or 6 years old, this guy was just, he became a friend. He was a mentor to me in work, and it was just sad to hear the news that he had passed away. He'd been struggling for a little while, and so obviously with everything that's going on in the world, you can't have a funeral and, you know, everybody be there, and they just had a very small service in Buffalo, New York. And, you know, with work yesterday, I left work just in time to be able to pop it on my phone when I got in the car. And they had a Zoom link. And obviously you're muted, but they have somebody there with a phone. And it pops up, and there they are in the, you know, in the doing having the funeral service, the graveyard. There's a hole. There's the casket. And, you know, it's different, obviously. I mean, I've never been to a funeral via Zoom chat before. So that's like, I think, a normal thing. Well, I don't know normal, but it's
what you have to. I mean, you're just people are trying to work with whatever they can.
Exactly. Exactly. And so and it looks like it's a family member who's maybe a little bit older is running the camera. Like it's the phone. It's not like the people from the funeral home are doing this. It's maybe a family member. And he doesn't quite understand how maybe phones work, and that if you hold the phone, you can kind of cover up the microphone a little bit. So at times we kind of lose what's happening. But it was still, it was wonderful. It's a Jewish service, and in the Jewish service, and it was like this with my grandmother. They take the you actually put the dirt on the coffin.
Yes,
which is a really haunting sound to listen to, the dirt being piled onto that like I'll never forget that. I was 25 years old. I'll never forget it this day when that happened. But you turn the shovel upside down, so you're using the back of the shovel to pour the dirt. It's supposed to represent not covering up the soul, but releasing it to heaven.
Oh,
it was it's very moving and poignant, and the service was wonderful. And but what happened on the way home was I had to pick up my mother-in-law. And so I get to her apartment, and it's about halfway through the service. I'm in my car alone. There are moments where I'm welling up. I'm listening to stories. He was a veteran. He was a military police officer. I'm listening to the singing and all of these things. And then my mother-in-law gets in the car, and I have to say to her, shh, Norm's funeral.
Right.
So she can hear it because it's playing over the Bluetooth in the car, and I just have the phone down in the cup holder. And so she's like, what? And I was like, Norm's service. He's like, oh, sorry. It's like, you don't have to whisper. They have us muted.
They can't hear us, Mimi.
No,
we're good on our side.
Yeah, they have everybody muted. It's okay. And then occasionally the guy, again, who is holding the phone to show the service, accidentally hits the screen. So then it turns and flips on him. So here's some 85-year-old guy, I don't know, looking at the screen, going, ooh.
Yeah.
He's quickly tapping to flip it back around.
Those up-close shots are always so flattering when you forget the camera's facing you.
Right.
Right up the nostrils.
And so as we ride in the car, now we're going from Mimi's apartment to my house, which is, 2 minutes. And about a minute into the ride, she looks and realizes that the screen is the service. And you could just see her demeanor change. Like, and there's the casket and the hole,
right.
And all of these things are happening. And I'm just like, this is like a really bad sitcom moment is what I'm thinking, because I'm like emotional. I'm almost in tears. My mother-in-law is getting in the car. She thinks she's talking over the funeral service. The funeral service is happening there. She recognizes it. And we get to the house and it's still going on. She's like, I'm going to get out of the car. Oh, sorry. I'm going to get out of the car. I was like, okay, that's great. So I sat there, in front of my house.
Yeah, just the whole thing. The fact that you're watching a funeral on a phone, the fact that you have to put it in your cup holder because you can't watch it because you're driving, like all of it. All of it is just.
It was just a moment. It was just.
Imagine explaining this to somebody in 20 years that you had to watch a service for somebody that you cared about so much.
Right.
Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy that these things are happening.
And I'm texting. So when as we're watching the end of it, I'm sitting in my garage, and I'm texting some of the other people that I know that are watching it,
mm-hmm.
and I tell them the story about the shovel because they're not Jewish, they don't understand that. I was explaining all that, and then somebody texts back and said, "Now I'm absolutely certain we have to have a blowout party for him after watching this service because it was so small."
Yeah.
And this guy was kind of a legend in the radio industry. I mean, this guy had hundreds, if not thousands, of very close personal friends from over the. He worked in the business for 50 years. He was head of a very large radio company. And to see like six people gathered around this little service, that was kind of, hard to see as well. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about it. I want to get it out. And sorry to Mimi.
Yeah, right? He's sort of like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Picking you up in the middle of the funeral service, but I just had to do what I had to do.
Real downer of a car ride.
Yeah, it was. I was actually enjoying it, though, because I was driving down Memorial. It was a glorious day.
Right.
Just thinking about hearing some of the stories of him and his days in the military and his family and, what he did for a career and everything. So I was enjoying it right until Mimi got in the car and I just realized the very awkward position I put my mother-in-law in. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, when COVID's over, you guys need to have
an
absolute banger of a party.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said lots of alcohol, lots of weed, big party.
Yes.
Hey.
Sign me up.
That's how Norm got down, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So they say. I don't know. I never saw it. All right. So what you got, Annie?
So I am moving out in a couple weeks, and Shannon was texting me yesterday. That's who I'm moving in with. And she's like, what color do you want your room to be? And she's asking me, all of these questions because her and her brother are going to go in and kind of rip up some of the carpeting, try to paint before we move in our stuff, which is awesome because they obviously want it to be nice. They're the homeowners. And I just realized, I've never cared about stuff like that. Like, I've never...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the color of my room is at my house right now. Like, I just don't notice stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's because I'm just not really an observant person or that doesn't affect me. Those aren't decisions that I necessarily put a lot of thought into.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you can pick. And she's like, no, it's your room. Like, what color do you want your room
to
be?
That's
true. I'll go get samples. And I don't know. I was just thinking about it today more and more. About how, I don't know, I've always had the smallest room in the house because I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I'm never in my room. I'm not like a go and hang out in my bed kind of person. That's just not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, she just couldn't understand why I didn't care about, I was like,
do you have anything up in your room? You have signs or pictures?
Yeah, I have signs and pictures and all of that stuff, but I'm just not somebody that, I need everything to be perfect, or I need the color schemes. I need my comforter to match my wall.
Yeah, but you want it to represent who you are as a person, and you also want it to be, if it's your bedroom, you want it to be a place where it's, relaxing and comfortable, like a spa. I always, we have, everything is really light colors.
Yeah.
In the bedroom. It's just very relaxing, very calming. It's a good place to sleep. You know,
I just have never really noticed stuff like that.
I guess. I got the hot tip for you then.
Okay, what room color?
Well, I don't know about the room color, but definitely do one wall as a chalkboard wall.
I want a whiteboard wall.
Yeah, or chalk. You can do they have chalk paint, so you do the wall and then you can just chalk all over it.
Yes, I would love that.
That would be your vibe.
100%.
They leave notes for.
Can you then erase it and rechalk on the wall?
Yeah.
No shit.
That's big fire.
That's the thing.
That's big fire.
Now, normally it's a 9-year-old that gets it done, but no. I think you would have a blast with it.
You know my brain. I'd be like, bing, 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 bing.
You could see, this is what you need to start thinking bigger.
Yeah.
Parquet floor.
Perfect. Someone contact the garden.
Celtic screen.
I know that they just redid some of it. If there's any parquet floor left over, please give your girl a call.
Right.
Dan, what color is your room?
Right now it's blue.
And
I know that's not sexy, but I like blue.
I like blue too.
When I was a teenager, they let me decide what color room I wanted. I put blood red on the walls.
Oh, wow.
And then I got all of my bed sheets were black. And they were like, what are you trying to say here?
You're going through something over there, bud.
I thought it looked badass, but I was the only one.
You want to know what color our room is?
What?
Dolphin gray.
See, I said maybe a light gray.
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal, right?
And it's fun. It's fun going to the paint store.
Yeah.
Getting some of the cans with the little supplies.
Yeah.
You know, the little samples. And then you go to your bedroom and then you just throw
a little swash.
Yeah, you do a couple of, and once you get it, you'll see like, oh, I didn't realize that had green in it.
Or sure.
That has, this in it. It's kind of fun.
I don't even know what color my room was in college either, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, but you didn't care. Then you didn't care.
Right.
You really didn't care. But as you get older, you're going to have an aesthetic. You're going to have a style.
I have a vibe.
Yes.
You should still be able to know what color your room is, even if you don't care.
Dan, it's so bad. Like, I don't notice stuff like that. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
When you get home today, look at your wall.
I think it's blue. I think it's like a light blue. But hell if I know.
How many years have you lived in there?
I'm since eighth grade. So how old am I? 25? I don't know.
It's also something you should know.
How old am I? Yeah, 12 years. And
redid his during all of this. We painted everything in the house, but we gave him like a light blue, like a big boy blue.
Boy blue.
Right, to go with the new big boy.
Coming up in the world.
Yeah.
His new vibes.
Yeah, he's
hitting on chicks.
Yeah, he's got FaceTiming girls during dinner.
He's a whole new vibe. He's a whole new man.
All right, producer Dan, what you got?
Yeah, so this is unfiltered, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about WAP by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion.
Give it to me.
Because I played it. My girlfriend, we talked about it on the show yesterday like a little bit.
Yes.
Like just very casually.
We talked about how Carole Baskin's not happy with the tigers in the video.
Right. Are you going to play a clip of it right now?
No, but I can recite some of it if you want.
Okay, so you're going to do the unfiltered.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to, sure.
Well, if there's any N-words in there, I would appreciate it.
I would not do that.
I know you wouldn't, but.
No. All right, this is
Carson, you're gonna
is Cardi B's part. Beat it up, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. You ever have a song when you realize you've hit the moment where everything has turned for you? Because I listened to that yesterday. I was like, holy shit, I'm old. That ain't it.
Dan,
that made me uncomfortable. Like, all I pictured was there's going to be 14-year-old girls listening to this. Like, this is my jam.
Even me, and I don't embarrass easily. I love Cardi. I love Meg. Like, I like this kind of stuff. I listened to that song Friday morning driving into work, and I was like, I want to take a shower. I feel so dirty. Like, I was in my car like, oh. But my favorite part is the beginning of the song. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. That's my favorite part. But I don't know. I think that it's hard because it's getting so much backlash on the internet. Like you were saying, there's 14-year-old girls that are going to be watching this and listening, right. And should they be better?
And I don't want to, I'm not trying to censor an artist.
No,
I'm just
of
saying,
course.
For me, this is like, I'm in my 30s now, and this was like, I just don't, man, it just.
It's a lot.
It hit differently. I'm like, oh, I'm an old man now.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of perspective on this in that I was so into the Two Live Crew.
Right.
When that happened down
in
Florida.
Yeah, they were dope back in the day. Yeah, and they were big where you were at the time.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing it on the radio every 15 minutes down in Florida. So when that album came out and, you know, it got banned at record stores around the country, and their one of their big songs was We Want Some.
We Want Some Pussy. Okay, yeah. That was a good one.
And I was trying to, like, I pulled up the lyrics just to see. Now, that was in the, that's all they really said. Like, that was the worst part of the song.
But back then it was racy.
But back then it was a big deal. Like, here, I'll read you some of the lyrics. I'm the Peter Piper of the 1980s. Got a long, hard D for all the ladies. I don't care if you got three babies. You can work the stick in my Mercedes. If you want to blow, just let me know. We can go backstage. At the end of the show, I'll look at you and you'll look at me with my in my hands and you'll fall to your knees.
Jesus.
You know
Christ.
What to do, because I won't say please. Just nibble on my like a rat does cheese.
You know, not terrible lyrically for the 80s. It's pretty
right?
Good.
I mean, that's... So this stuff doesn't surprise me.
Right.
You know, I know it feels like it's something like it's crossed the line, but it's really just you. Yeah. It's just you getting older and your sensibilities change.
That's my main point. I just don't think it's a great song.
No, I mean, I don't think it's like a... It's not lyrically good at all.
It was kind of catchy. I played it like 2 or 3 times yesterday.
It's just a fun song. I think that's what they go for. Yeah. They just go for club bangers. Like, they're going to play that at a bar, and you know every girl's going to be on the dance floor.
I'm not going to lie. By the end of it, I was like, there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes.
What is that original song from?
The beginning part?
Yeah, there's some hoes in this house. That's a ripoff of another song. Not a ripoff. I mean,
they took the clip. Yeah, I don't know what it's originally from, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, that's an old song, like, from back in my day.
I don't know that one.
Twitter's the best part about when songs like this get released, though. Just going back and reading all the tweets, Dan, I saw one of this woman knocking on the door. She goes, "Hi, I'm the whore that lives down the street." It was like me trying to get into the WAP house.
Memes have been fired.
It is from Frank Ski from 1993, and it's called There's Some Whores in This House.
Yeah, there's some
and it's like
in
a,
this
house. If it's the song I'm thinking it is, it's like a house music song.
Wow.
It's like up-tempo Chicago house music, you know, 1990s type vibe. So.
But I played it for my girl in the car coming back from dinner yesterday because she was curious about it.
And I'm sure she was.
And she's not as loosey-goosey as I am.
No.
I could watch the moment she got visibly uncomfortable. And then I recorded it and put it in my Instagram story.
She likes Hanson and Sarah Bareilles. She is wholesome and lovely. She just, this isn't her vibe. This isn't her type of music. For sure.
I don't know that I would let Barrett hear that song.
No, I wouldn't let him hear the radio edit, dude.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he came around my computer screen when I was watching the video the other day, and I was like, "What are you doing?"
No, long time until he can hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be like, "Dad, what's I want you to touch that little dangly thing in the back of my throat mean?" He's like, not today, son.
I just taught him the word dingleberry yesterday. We went to leave, and I was like, "Come on, dingleberry." And he just laughed at the word, and he didn't know what it meant. And Lana was in the background going, "Really, Carson?
Dad of the year, yet again.
Is that what you're going to teach him? He better not say that in public." So when we left the house, he's like, "Dad, what does dingleberry mean?" And I was like, "Okay, well, this is something just for the house. But you know those little rolls of material you get in your butt crack?" He's like, "Yeah,
I get that reference.
Those are called dingleberries." He was falling over laughing.
How old is old enough to say dingleberry in public?
Oh, he's going to say it on a Zoom class 100%. You're screwed.
Kids are already swearing at 9 when their parents aren't around.
Addison, my dad called me a dingleberry. Do you know what that is?
It's going to be like, "Carson, I'm going to woof your ass."
All right. Don't forget, click subscribe and like, and thank you for listening, and leave us a review. Live, 5 stars. You're the best.
Two Live Crew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.